Yes. What's going on, world? This is your man, Buddy Romig, and we are back at it, y'all, with another episode of the Yeah Buddy Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, man, hey, y'all, welcome. Sit in, tune in, man. Check it out. And if you are a returning friend, thank you, man, for checking, for returning back in with us. We got another great episode. Y'all know how we do. Like every episode, I always try to bring one of my friends in their entertainment business in. We sit down, chop it up, catch up, see what we got going on. And this episode is like no other, y'all. This episode, man, I got my good friend representing hard for the 916, y'all, representing for the King, Sac State, all that good stuff, man. He is a rapper. He's gonna be talking about all his projects he got coming out with Fred Squire, Bar Fight, and his upcoming album that I'm gonna let him talk about. But right now, y'all, make it loud for my good friend, Mr. S. Squire.
Yes, sir! You know the motherfucking vibes. I'm happy to be here. Let's go. Let's, buddy. You know the motherfucking vibe. Come on.
Get it in, my guy. How we doing, man?
I'm amazing. I'm happy to be alive. Any day of Blood and Dirt is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just excited, man. The future is happening. It's right here. It's right now. I've been in the desert for the past 30 days. It felt like a mirage. It felt like, you know, I was just on some spiritual pilgrimage, some musical journey. You know what I mean? And I'm back in California. I'm back feeling this good humidity. You know what I mean? It ain't even humid like that, but you really take for granted this beautiful weather we got out here. I'm just happy to be home. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be back in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And it's glorious. I'm happy to be alive. You know what I mean? I'm happy to have my freedom. Yeah. I'm happy to just be able to continue to be me. I'm happy to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy I don't got no enemies. You dig? I'm happy I'm opless. You know what I mean?
That's something to brag about. Hey, man. Shout out to staying out the
way. Man, right?
Shout out to staying out the
way. Pushing peace and positivity. I make music for my grandma. I'm not a politician. Don't include me in no politics.
I remember I first met you a couple years ago, stuff like that. I was working up at the insurance office and stuff like that, but you was out there grinding and still doing your music thing, bro. I'm glad to see you still out there doing it, putting it out there and stuff like that.
It's been a beautiful journey and we still going. Like to think just all the open mics, all the poetry slams, all the street performances, all the little shows, all the pay to play, you selling tickets just to open up, to all the little independent grind, to then, like, you know, really doing shit, going on tour and having fans, people singing your music. Like, it's beautiful. It's definitely been a blessing. I'm just excited to keep the ball rolling, man. Like, it's a real magical time right now. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, it's not too late. I promise you. Like, come on home. Yeah. Come on.
How'd you get started into making music? You start up, was it always rapping?
All right, so here's how it started. My first memory in life, actually, it's at Disneyland. I'm on a Dumbo ride with my mom. This is my very first memory in life. And I'm like, when were we at Disneyland on a Dumbo ride? Like, why do I got this memory? Oh, we was on a church trip. We was singing in the choir. It's Tabernacle of David, Vallejo, California. It's a beautiful, glorious Baptist Christian church. And that's where I was born, in Vallejo. I grew up in the church probably till I moved to Sac at like 5 years old. And even when we was in Sac, we probably went to that church till I was like maybe 8, 9, 10. Just to be around like the gospel. Our choir director, Eugene Cole, he was just such a faction, such a pillar, man. God bless, rest his soul. Like, he's just Eugene Cole and Persuaded. This is a gem. If you listening, Eugene Cole and Persuaded, that's where it all starts. Just even from being in the church as a kid, people was telling me, they was like, man, you're gonna be a preacher when you get older. You got a calling. I could tell you got a calling. I be running. You know what I mean? I'll be running from it, but in due time, you know? And I'll say, you know, because it's like I grew up in a black household. Like, my pop, he from Iran. I grew up with my mom, and she black. And, like, when you growing up, like, because I got friends, like, they have memories of, like, they first hip-hop. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. This is just from the jump. It's enlaced. It's ingrained. Like, I couldn't tell you the first moment, like, I knew I was, like, finna be doing it. It just is what it is. Like, my older brother, I remember seeing him do a talent show, doing karate shit to MC Hammer. Too legit to quit, bro. Up there doing taekwondo. And my sister, you know, she's doing cheerleading and mom's around the crib, like, always bumping oldies, like, and mom was super solid. Like, I remember she was having us listen to Baroque music at one point. Cause, you know, single mom, three kids, you stressed out, you working. We ain't doing nothing but pissing you off and costing you money. You know what I mean? Anything you could do to calm down and just keep going. And I just remember, like, having a real eclectic array of, like, Black music, Black culture, Black everything. You know what I mean? Like, even, like, I remember, like, even my pop, like, my pop loved hip-hop. He loved, like, DMX, his favorite rapper, for real. He loved Bobby Brown. He loved him some Prince. And, like, it's just, when I think about music, this is all I ever known. And it's all that's, like, intrigued me. Like, my first concert I ever went to, my mom took us to the Scream Tour, the very first one, Lil Bow Wow, Arco Arena. And it's like, I shit you not, 75% of Sacramento is there. Like, I bring this up.
Yeah.
Bro, I was at that concert. You know, and like, just even from, like, as a kid, you know, like, I remember I seen Allen Iverson with the Braves. I'm like, yup, that's what we doing. Like, Charles Woodson. Like, I don't know. It's just, so music, I'll say the hip hop shit, like, rapping, me being serious, like, I'm finna be an MC for real. Like, me and my older brother would always freestyle. We had bunk beds. We'd be talking shit. But when I moved to Hercules, when I moved away from Sacramento, I think I was 13, 14, when my boy Rooney Rax, he put me in the booth. We just moved from Sac to Hercules. And me and my older brother, two badass kids, we come into the Bay, we like, yup, it's lit. We about to live with Pop, it's lit.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't none of the sorts. No disrespect, you know, I love my pop, love my stepmom, love my little sisters, my little brother, but it was just like this. We was moving to an environment that we didn't know wasn't really set up for us to be there like that. Like, it sounded good on paper, but, and that's where the inclination to, like, all right, I gotta find something else outside of the home. I gotta look for, you know, that's where the skateboarding come from. The
became like a therapy or stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Being with Rooney Rax and the Stew all the time. Like, I was heavy in the sports, like, anything that keep me away from the crib, away from the drama, all of that. I'll say, like, rapping and skateboarding were two of the biggest, most pivotal things in my life that still to this day, like, I encourage every young person that I meet everywhere, like, don't put down that skateboard and don't stop making music. Like, I got homies that I met them when they 15, they 19 now, and I'm like, I'm trying to tell you, keep rapping, keep skating, and you in trouble now. Because I know, like, that's what kept me on point. That's what kept me disciplined, kept me humble, kept me out of the streets, kept me away from certain types of things. Even though all of that is there, it's like being able to, like, disappear, be in different spaces. Like I said, Rooney Rax, man, he put me in a booth for the first time ever, and the rest was history. We was recording on a Rock Band microphone. He had Cool Edit Pro. I just met somebody the other day who still uses Cool Edit Pro. Cool Edit Pro, like, one of the most archaic digital audio workspaces in the world.
What is that?
Yeah, Cool Edit Pro, man. Shout out to Rooney Rags. Shout out to my boy from Taylor Group, still using Cool Edit Pro. You know what it is. Cool Edit Pro, man, come on. I'm talking about classics was made on that. Barry Bonds, I'm Loaded. And a lot of just early joints that helped shape, like, my teenage years. Like, all of our homies was bumping our music. We was performing at the high school rally. Like, I remember the first like lit show we did, man, we must have been 15 and we in Rodeo, California, boy, performing with Kilo and J-Ant.
Mm.
And this J-Ant little brother went to our school. And this probably, when I'm looking back, this probably 15 years ago, 14 years ago. Like, it's just been a beautiful journey, man. And I just can't stop for nothing. I'm hooked. I'm hooked. I love it all. From the boom bap with the old heads, like, to the choker chain, digital heart, face tattoos with the SoundCloud. I love all of it, man. Like, and it's just beautiful. Like, hip hop is the most beautiful thing in the world. It's beautiful to see the impact that it's having and just to know the importance of expression. And you know what I mean? Like, I've been to the East Coast and did poetry slams in D.C. as a kid. I'm walking into, you know what I mean? We don't got no IDs or none of that. I'm up there reading off an iPod touch. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, really reciting some shit. And it's like, I don't know what I would do if I didn't make music. Like, for real. Like, this is beautiful. I know that's a long-winded answer.
It's all good. That was just the first question, but it's all good.
I know I went too deep. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, that's good, though. At least, you know what I'm saying? That's good. That's cool. So how did you get your start when it comes to making music out here in Sacramento, Northern College, California, Jr.? Because I know you was doing shows out at Chico for a little bit, too.
Yeah, so... Chico lit. Right, Chico, the Dirty 530. I still got a Chico phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never give it up. I love Chico, man. Chico really, it made men out of, like, when I went there, I went up there for school. Prior to going to Chico, it was like, I'm in high school, I'm lit, I'm at-risk youth, all this shit. I'm popping it. And, like, I got into school. By the grace of God, you know what I mean? My granddaddy had adopted me. I was on juvenile probation at the time. So it was all these extraneous circumstances to where my granddaddy, he's a Vietnam veteran, man. Love you, granddaddy. We was able to get me to school, you know what I mean? The player way. Mm-hmm. I had no intentions on going to college. I'm 17, selling weed. I got a prepaid sidekick and shit. I ain't, you know, I'm in school enough just to get a C, just to play football. I get into Chico. It's a crazy story even within itself. Like, one of my football coaches, like, we was on big bullshit together. Like, we drinking 40s, watching film and shit like that. Like, my high school was crazy. Like, the high school day is going to be a movie one day. And he had this homegirl that he was finagling with that was in the CSU system, and he had the plug on multiple applications for the price of one. And Chico State was one of, I think it's the only school I got into, for real. Yeah. And I had known nothing of Chico. The only thing I knew, my brother went up there and partied a couple times. And
yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, we going, it's lit. And I get up there, talking about the school shit straight. So it's like, I'm just there just to get the degrees. No stress, no nothing. So it's like, they was like, man, come on. Me, my granddaddy, my mom, they like, let's take out a loan. Let's put you in the little college dorm. I'm like, hell. You know what I mean? I'm like, drop the bag on me. Let me rent a crib. Like, they like, nah, get the college experience. Like, these going to be your best friends forever. And I promise you, the people that I met from there, in that little, like, freshman, little living situation, they still my dogs to this day.
That's
like,
what's up.
It's beautiful. I'm talking about maybe being in Chico, like, 10 days. I had it like that. And I tell everybody, man, like, especially if you growing up fast, please go to school. Because they not ready for nobody like us at academia. But they need it. And they thrive. Like, I went up there and was the man. You know what I mean? Like, you was in Chico and I was in Chico, you know, I don't gotta say too much, but.
What year was this about?
2012 to 2017.
Okay. Cause I know I was staying out at Yuba City.
Yeah.
So yeah, very familiar with the Chico parties and the Chico lifestyle.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chico.
Yeah. We probably crossed paths, man.
We probably have. We probably been at a couple of parties. Probably
on the street. Chico party scene. My dog. Yeah. Shout out Odell, man.
I don't know.
I love you, baby. But yeah, man, I love Chico.
And then, so anyways, back to Sacramento, making your moves in the rap scene, music scene out here in Sacramento. You talk about doing like the open mics and poetry.
Yeah, slams. So like with Sacramento, we was young, we was kids, and I was with C Plus and DJ Epic the other night, man, listening party. Shout out to Plus, man. I'm talking about like on some musical shit. I'll say Plus, Chewy and Abstract, all of them, Illicism, Fly Hot, all of them, like, they really like showed niggas like, all right, it's doable. Like, you could do anything in this world, for real, for real. It don't matter. You just have to dream it. And you can do it. And I remember being at C Plus All City album release party. And I must have been maybe 10, 12. You know what I mean? Like, this is a long time ago. And, like, just to, like, be around that type of shit. I remember, man, God bless DJ Geo. That's the first DJ I ever seen. I was in the fifth grade. I'll never forget this shit. It was Tone's birthday in the Thomas. And everybody was there, man. Shout out Kyle Hayes, man. DJ Geo, man. God bless, man. But as I say all that to say, like, being around all of that at such a young age, being at FTC at such a young age, like, second Saturday, like, just being around this shit, it really helped shape my mind in a positive way, in a like, you could dream type of way, like, I'm seeing Sam Flores art my whole life in Sacramento. I meet bro in the city, like, I don't know, a few months ago, like working with the Giants and shit. Like, it's just full circle shit like that. Like, even to like, I don't know if you know John Cartier, like, he like the Dr. Dre skateboarder. He from Sacramento. I bumped into bro on 420 a couple years ago, and he gave me this Rasta ring. I'll never forget this shit, but I love John Cartier. Everywhere I go, everybody is all hail Cartier. You know? It's a song. He a cultural phenomenon. And like, I was working with somebody that used to kick it with him back in the day in San Diego. Man, shout out Butch Sturbins, man. He's like, no way, you from Sac? Like, I'll go back with Cartier. We used to skate the city, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, man, when I bump into him, I was like, man, you know Butch Sturbins? And he's like, that's my, like, how you know Butch? And we was cooking together in San Diego a couple years ago, man. And when I say San Diego, I'm being vague. I really mean Oceanside, the 7-6. So, you know what I mean? It's a sunny place for shady people. I really be in Oceanside, man. A 760. You hear me rep that shit. Shout out to North County, you know. And it's all California love, man. That's really what it is. Like, we really be outside and be everywhere. And it's just so beautiful, man, to be like a staple out here, like a pillar out here. Like, I'm telling you, I pop out. Anytime I pop out, I'm always seeing people. It's wild. Like, and we did it, you know, me and Coast, we got a song on 103.5 before they dismantled that bitch. Like, and it's like, when you talk about legendary shit, like, I got the crowd surf at the Crest Theater with my dog, you know, like, we was on tour with Channel 5 and shit. It's just, you know, it's just been beautiful to represent Sacramento and be a part of the lineage. You know, we talking about Brother Lynch Hung and Sebo and, you know, fast forward to the Black Star, the Some Terrible, Lavish D, the Mozzie, all of that shit. Then you fast forward, you know, I already mentioned C Plus, Illicism, all, you know, the Nate Currys, the Harris Rutmans. Like, I feel like I'm there for every, you know, shout out T Nutty, everybody, man. Like, I really feel like I've seen all this shit. Like,
you've been on the scene, you've been on the scene.
Doey Rock, man. Real legend. Like, it's a lot of people out here that's put on for Sacramento, and I feel like I'm one of them ones too. Like when people be out and about and they asking, like they know Esquire, they know he putting on for Sacramento, they know what it is. They know I'm not out here doing janky business and just on some bullshit. Like it's big do the right thing gang, you know? We opless, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like we do this shit, like peace, love, prosperity. I make music my grandma can listen to. And it's just, you know, we trying to get out this bitch. We trying to make millions and billions and trillions. And that's just, you know, I'm proud to be from here. Shout out to everybody that's from here. We going to make it. You know, Sacramento up right now.
Yeah. Come on. When you reflect on, because you talk, you know, paying homage and giving flowers to a lot of, you know, artists out here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. But you personally, you know, say because this show, you know, we going to give artists to the flowers and stuff like that. When you sit back and you reflect, you've seen the time that you've put in on this scene and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about, you know, specifically the impact that you've made and stuff.
Man, personally, like, I really just think, I feel like I'm the artist, your favorite artist. Like, and when it comes down to it, it's like, it don't matter if I'm doing some shit with Dre T, with the live band. It don't matter if I'm doing a punk rock show where we got Nate Curry in the mix. It don't matter if at an open mic, like I just am proud to do this shit. And I'm just so thankful that, like, you know, people rock with it. Like, man, shout out to Zoo Divine, man, the pop out tour. Like, it was a time where, like, bro wasn't able to attend this shit, but we had to keep this shit lit for him no matter what. And people was still pulling up. And like, you know, like I could talk about myself, but it's like, that's the beauty of me for real, for real. It's like, I'm the people's champ. Like, and I always tell everybody, like, the people going to do the talking for me. Like, I could talk all day, but the dope going to sell itself. You know, like I could tell you this, the A1. Uncut, but you gotta see it for yourself, you know.
No, I feel it for sure. Well, we ain't gonna talk about you then. Let's get into let's talk about the music then. Is that cool? We can highlight how about
let's
your music
do it, let's
project,
do it.
Like that. I know you got project. Well, by the time this episode airs, the project will have just dropped or whatever. But we gonna start with the beginnings, the origins, if you will, and stuff like that. Because, like you said, you've been making your imprint out here in the Sacramento music scene, almost a comedy scene.
Yeah.
But the Sacramento music scene and stuff like that. And one of the very first projects you had put out was a project called Treb Squire.
All right, so look, even before the Treb Squire shit, me and Coast shut this bitch down. Me and World Coast, 1919, 2020, big Sacramento staples. We got on 103.5, all this shit. But fast forward, that's like 5 years ago. And like fast forward, I dropped the project Bonnie. That was a real special one. It's a lot of people's favorite project. Like, people told me they bump that shit every day. I love it. It's like some real serious shit. But the Treb Squire shit. So Big Treb, he played bass in the punk band with me. And it's like, when I talk about like just amazing people and somebody that I'll die for, somebody I'll jump in front of a bullet for, like, he one of them dudes with no hesitation. Like, I'm talking about, we got to live together. I got to see Big Trev develop into the amazing, beautiful man that he is today. Like, we just, me and Cleo was the best man and the maid of honor at him and his wife's wedding. And it's just the most beautiful, like, experience, you know, it's like to have friends that you love and it's like unconditional, like it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And I just feel like Treb is just so special and he's so rare. Like the only way I could ever thank him or appreciate him properly in my love language, I'm like, man, we gotta make the shit. Like we gotta, like we have to do it. You know, like if anybody's sitting at the table that's not us, like, peace be with you. Like, we gonna make it. The Treb Squire shit, like, we probably been working on this shit for like 2 years. We played a lot of shows before cutting up the project. Like, you know, I'm a real performance artist before a recording artist. So it's like, it's easier for me to like play the music and see how we feeling and what's working, what's not. But when we got to it, I think our first show we played as Trev Squire, I think we did Solomon's.
Oh, okay, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
And it was fire, man. Shout out to Abs. You know what I mean? But it was beautiful, man. Like, just to be in that space. That's the old Tower Records and shit. Like, I love downtown. I love being there. And, you know, Chewy popped out and performed. Zoo Divine. I think Lil Remy Bo performed. It was a vibe. It was a vibe. All the homies was there. Friends, family. It's beautiful. And, like, from that moment to putting out the first project to performing this shit, people being like, whoa, like, this is different. It's just been such a beautiful response. And I can't thank everybody enough. Like, for us to pour so much into a whole separate band and put that to rest and then be back with some whole new shit. And people are like, I wouldn't say just as excited, but like, they're just as appreciative. Like, they really, like, Trev Squire is something special. It's like, if I could compare Trev Squire to anything, it's like the secret weapon. It's like your sixth man. It's like the unsung hero. It's like, Trev Squire is like, I compare Trev Squire to, like, Schwayze or fucking...
It's like, casuals might overlook it, but the people who, like, are like with the core of like what you got going on and stuff, they go look at it like you don't understand how important that project is to the whole entire discography.
Right. Yeah. So like the Trev Squire shit is the most important thing to me right now, because it's like we done been through hell and back, like, and Trev been with me through everything. And it's like I just wanna let him know, like, we could do the impossible. Like, if it's anything to prove, I want to prove it to Trev. Like, we finna do Coachella, all that shit. Like, in a matter of, like, a year to 2 years, we gonna be the Grammy Award winning Best New Artist, all that shit. Like, I really feel it. Mm. The music, that's special. Like, we just left the studio earlier. We cutting up the new project, man. The first one is called When I Say Trev, the second one is You Say Squires. Coming soon, man. Trev Squire, man. Two goats, man. Come on.
That's what's up. So what's the creative process like, y'all two in the studio? Because you said, like, the person I know, Trev Squire, is kind of like a, you said, like, punk rock, but then, like, you being more so on the rap side. What's it like, so, in the studio, generally blended those genres?
It's beautiful, right? Because it's, like, we just so multifaceted, and, like, Trev, he's a conventional bass player, and... With that being said, like, his bass setup is insane. Like, he do shit on the bass that it don't sound like a bass. He got all these effects pedals and, you know, musicians are like mind blown, but the average person is like, boy, what in the fuck? It's just beautiful to see. It's like, bro, if I could combine him and compare him, he's like Thundercat mixed with Battle Cat. And it's beautiful. Like, this boy be cooking up beats. Like, I'm talking about, he just stepping out and making his first beats in his life, and they're all bangers. Like, and it's just like, man, like, he be coming to me with beats. Sometimes they done, sometimes they have done, sometimes it's just the idea. Sometimes he'll be like, man, I got this beat, but I don't got no bass. And I'm like, I got the bars right here. And then he'll hear the bars, and then he's like, I got the bass. You know?
Yeah.
Or like, sometimes he'll have a melody, or like, sometimes he'll just have the drum. It's just so collaborative, and it's so beautiful. And it's like, he's so skilled at what he do, and I'm so skilled at what I do. When it come together, it's like two Batmans. It's like Batman, Superman.
Batman and Superman.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just beautiful. Like, I don't know, like, I'm just excited for this new project, man. Mm. Like, being in Arizona, people fuck with the Trev Squire shit. In the Bay, they fuck with it. Seattle, Vegas, like, everywhere, everybody fuck with the Trev shit. Trev taking over, man. Mm. I'm tripping off the Trev, man. Half Trev, man. Come on. Mm.
What is it about your music style is that you feel makes it to where your music does resonate in all these different regions, especially like up and down the whole West Coast.
I think what it is for me, I just be me, and I just love having fun, and I just love to be myself, and I don't like to pretend. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not fucking with something, I'll say it. I'll let you know. If I love you, I'll say that too. Mm. And a lot of people be too cool to support people or too cool to big up anybody. And it's just like, I'm not with that. Like, I treat everybody the same, man. Like, I'm talking to Larry Bird. This the CEO of the Giants. I'm talking to him like how we talk. Mm-hmm. You know, I got weed in my pocket talking to Brad. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, remind me your name again. Yeah. You got such a great vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I just do me everywhere I go. And it's hard to hate on somebody who just love themselves, who not out here like trying to do some gimmicky, like,
so copycat type of shit. This person, he did that. I think I could do this. He's like, nah,
you
bro,
feel me? Like, I like skateboarding. I like Hello Kitty. I like anime. I play the Dreamcast. Like, I'm a real nerd. You know what I mean? I'm a real nerd. And it's just like, I just love being alive. I love doing shit. I love seeing shit. I like traveling. And I like drinking blue champagne. But sometimes I might be on the block with the fellas. We drinking E&J. You know, I'm a multifaceted person. Mm. And I think that's what people gravitate towards. Like, it's so infectious. Like, I could walk around without being shaven, clean. And you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just what it is. And people just appreciate that. Mm. And I appreciate them appreciating that.
Yeah.
Because I tell all the kids out there, all my youth, there's nothing worse than waking up every day and having to lie to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, that's the hardest thing in the world, to upkeep this charade. Like, you cosplaying every day of your life. Like, it's so hard to just lie. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy to keep it a buck and keep it funky.
Yeah.
Just do you. And, you know, like, I love baseball and shit. I like going to baseball games. Some of my rap homies, they like, what do you see in that shit? I'm like, man, I love this shit. Like, and I'll never not think it's cool to be yourself and be original and be fresh. Like, that's what hip hop taught me. Like, it's cool to be yourself. Like, if you fat, be fat. You know what I mean? Be heavy D. You know what I mean? If you don't like that shit, change that shit. But don't not do you. You know?
Yeah. So people want to listen to the Treb Squire. Where can they go
Treb Squire is out now. When I say Treb, out now on all digital streaming platforms. And, you know, you can Shazam Treb. You can ask your man about Treb. You could go ask your favorite rapper about Treb. You could ask your favorite DJ about Treb. If you don't know Treb, you're about to find out. And I'm telling you, it's not too late. It's not too late to get on the Treb train.
Mm.
We are rolling. Next stop, Flavortown. But we can wait for y'all.
Yeah. There's a little bit more room here. We got a few more tickets left. Yeah. Few more tickets left on this bus. So let's jump into the project that you got coming up. I know you say you have been out in Arizona for a little while.
Yeah.
Doing your thing, man.
Yep. I love Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona will forever have a special place in my heart.
Mm.
You know, they call it the valley out there, and it's the valley out here.
Yeah.
And there's something special about being in that heat. Like, it cooks your brain. Like, I remember being a kid playing in this heat. Like, it's so hot. Like, it make you an animal. You just get used to doing everything you need to do when it's 100 degrees. Can't nothing stop you.
Mm.
And it's just beautiful being in Arizona, man. Shout out to everybody in Arizona, man. Umio Ren, Avatar Flick, Jace Davey, PBK, Unk's House. You know what I mean? The list goes on and on. Neto, Pablo. Shout out to Bobo, man. KD, man. Shout out to y'all. D-Book, man. And I know I'm forgetting a bunch of people in Arizona, man, but I love y'all. I love Arizona with all my heart.
Yeah. So you got a project that just recently dropped, but before you did that, you had dropped an EP.
Yeah.
That was the lead up to it, this EP I was listening to it earlier today while I was at work. It's called Bar Fight.
Yep. Bar Fight. So check it. It's the first ever bar for bar mixtape in hip hop history. We really having fun. We really loving ourselves. We really just doing this shit for the homies, man. Everything, like all the music from Bar Fight and from Thuggin' on the Weekend, there's probably just as many songs that's about to be out. They're out now. But there's probably just as many songs that's out and is that's not out. And all this music been recorded in the past year and a half, maybe, at the Dirt Shack, live, Dirt Gang Records, man. Shout out to the Dirt Man. You know what I mean? I was just on Dirt Man Mountain. And, you know, God made dirt, so dirt don't hurt. And that's just what it is. And dirt is an acronym because a lot of people doing wrong. You know what I mean? And if you're doing wrong, just do it right then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, D-R-T. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, so, do good or be good at what you're doing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So all this music, man, Bar Fight, like we just had to put it out. It was such a vibe. It was such a moment we captured. Like, and we do these trips, like these Arizona, like, rap camp, get away. That's how I feel. Like, homies from Seattle pull up. It be people from LA out there. And this kind of started my boy Umi Oren, man. He threw this show out there like almost 10 years ago, man. And when I pulled up, we cut up a project in like 3 days. It's the Arizona Way. It's a very special project. It's a SoundCloud classic. We're going to drop that shit on all streaming platforms soon. But just the idea of it was like, I set up the computer, little M audio interface, little mic, everybody passing around. We made a project in the kitchen of this like 500 square foot apartment. It's one bathroom. It's probably like 10 kids sleeping all spread out the little living room.
Mm.
A bunch of savage ass woods. We were smoking backwoods at the time. It was savage ass woods, savage ass boss way. Man, shout out to Jim Forza, Chai T, Wish Baby, man. Ashtray Surfer, man. These all the boys from Seattle drove to Arizona just for this show. We made a moment. And then you fast forward, like that vibe, that energy, that method just gets translated over time. Like, and you get Bar Fight, like the same spirit of joy and just love and brotherhood. That's where you get, because we, it's called Bar Fight because we really going bar for bar. We really like taking turns, punching in. It's no thought. It's just all vibes. And we all having hella fun. And like that shit translates into the music. And like, I'm just so excited to share this Thuggin' on the Weekend. Everything from Arizona. Arizona gonna pop. I'm stamping it. I'm like, ain't nobody from California stamping Arizona. I'm the first. And I love Arizona, man. Left Coast is the best coast, man. And we welcome y'all with open arms from valley to valley, man. Hello.
That's great. So Bar Fight, so you went out to Arizona, but all the artists was from a whole bunch of different regions around like the West Coast and stuff.
Yep. So, and Bar Fight, like a lot of people from out there is either Cali, Arizona, or Seattle. That's like our crew. Mm-hmm. And this project, man, is just so special, bro. Like, we made everything. Umi Oren and Nihilist Motion, they made all the beats, do all the recording at the crib. And it's just beautiful, man. Like, we almost lost my dog, man. He on his, like, through-the-wire victory lap right now. Like, my bro Umi Oren, man, he almost lost it all. Like, driver ran through the red light, boom, like, if it was maybe 6 more inches, you know what I mean? Pause. But he would be gone. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm just so thankful, bro, still here, you know, to tell the testimony too. Like,
yeah,
this shit really real in real time. I keep telling everybody, this the new real world. It's really real. It's really happening in real time. And it's just beautiful, man. Like, and even, so it even gets deeper, right? Like, the first crib we was at, the Arizona Way, probably 5 blocks on the same street where we at now. It's all on 5th Street. It's just magical, man. Like, it's serendipitous, and it's like we capturing lightning in a bottle, and everybody out there knows it because they seen it, and now everybody out here finna see it.
Yeah,
they gonna like, so I'm excited. Yeah.
That's cool, bro. Oh, yeah, because I was listening to, like I said, I was listening to the EP while I was at work and stuff. Like, I just put it, like, in shuffle mode. And what they does is, like, it easily transitioned to, like a lot of other mainstream other songs and stuff. Good. But the sounds good, bro. The quality of the, like, when you say, like, his bars, like, y'all could really tell, like, yo, y'all was having fun, y'all was vibing and stuff like that. But y'all was, y'all was talking y'all shit, and there was still, like, that friendly competitive banter between back and forth with y'all and stuff like that. I was like, all right, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. And that's just what it's about, man. Like, that's what this doing the right thing, this opless lifestyle. Like, that's really what we on. Like, we really, you know, like, we done lost hella homies to this shit. It's homies that ain't even dead that we done lost. Just that alone is, like, we just have to be there for each other even more in any type of way. It don't matter what it is. You know what I mean? Like, it was some sessions for the new project. My boy from Seattle calling, put me on the project. They're like, no, bro. You not going to be on the phone in the booth. I'm like, I'm in the booth on the phone. Like, sorry, it's just like the spirit of, like, you know, we just let it shit. I really feel like that's what's missing, you know? Everybody, I wouldn't say everybody, but it's a lot of people who do music that forgot, like, what it is that they fell in love with this shit for. Or, you know, they've just been chasing something else for so long. Like, you forget that you could have fun, or you could smile, or you could talk about some real shit and some bullshit at the same time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's the duality. It's the multifacetedness. That's just what it's all about, man. Like, yeah, this music we making is really for the world. It's going to help a lot of people. It's going to save a lot of people. I'm just so happy to be here. I'm just so, you know what I mean? This shit could go any way, any day, but it's we have it our way. And I just thank God. Like, he's just so blessed.
And is there a name for, like, the crew?
It's the Dirt Gang.
Dirt Gang?
Yeah. Dirt Gang. Do the right thing.
That's right.
You know, do it right then. You know, it comes from, you know, sometimes you got to activate the Dirt Man. But you could get lost in the Dirt Man.
Yeah.
You know, the Dirt Man, sometimes you got to do some shit you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. It's a difficult balance, but with yin, there's yang, you know? It's beauty in the struggle, but some people get lost in the Dirt Man. Some people let the Dirt Man take over. Like, you definitely got to activate the Dirt Man at times, but you can't just be dirt.
You could get dirty, but you can't just stay dirty. Like, you got to shower, you got to clean yourself up. You got to be like, hey, bro, straighten the fuck up.
Exactly. Mm. So it's Dirt Gang, you know? And everybody, like, we all rocking, we all understanding. And at the end of the day, like, God don't want you to be perfect, because if you was, he couldn't work on you. You know, everybody trying their best, that's all that matters. As long as you're doing it right, as long as you staying positive and stay in the game, you know what I mean? You go to prison for life, if you end your life, if somebody take your life, it's game over. Mm. But as long as you alive and you breathing, it's fair game. This shit beautiful. You know what I mean? I'm proud to be an American. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a land of opportunity.
Facts. So let's get into this project that just dropped. Dirt Gang, Thug It on the Weekend, y'all. This is the cover right here. Hey, this is an interesting cover, because for some reason, like, all this, like, animated, like, AI things have been popping up on, like,
my, check it, right? TV. Like, that's the thing, right? Like, I knew this had to be the album cover, because it's just, as soon as I saw the New York Times article, because, you know, I'm all onto the internet, I'm all with the AI and shit, like, ChatGPT 4.0 beta is a premium service only for their, like, top tier subscribers, where they release the prompt. You can type in whatever, make this into a Studio Ghibli style art. People are outraged. And the reason that they're outraged, the bro who founded Studio Ghibli, there's a documentary that they put out with him maybe 10 years ago. And there's a clip where these kids, just, you know, they're like an office type setting. Like, he invites them to the studio. They got some shit they want to show him. It's digital renderings and shit. And they're showing him this program that they made of this like creature. And they're like, so the basis of it is it's doing whatever it's want, is it's learning in the parameters of the program, and it's trying to figure out what it is. This shit is ugly. It's like a human, but it's like flailing around using its neck as an arm, and it just looks weird. And he's just sitting back watching this shit, and he's listening to him explain, and he asked him, he's like, so what's your end goal with this shit? And they're like, you know, we want to make digital art be able to make art just as good as humans. And he's like, you disgust me. Like, this is a disgrace. This, we are at the end of humanity as we know it. And you should be ashamed of yourself. And just to know how profound the dichotomy is between like what's real and what's AI. Like, I love the internet. AI is here. Y'all already fucked up. If you mad about AI, you shouldn't have fucking been on social media to begin with. You shouldn't have been playing Pokemon Go or none of that shit. You shouldn't hop in no Uber, none of that shit.
Anything technology wise, it's like, yeah, it was already set up.
So it's like, the fact that, you know, this was such a profound debate on the internet with so many people who are like anti-consumerist and pro whatever the fuck, you know, like just all the woke shit. Like, I knew it was going to be eye-capturing. I knew it was going to sum up the time. It encapsulated the time of where we're at. Like, people going to remember, like, This is the new shit. Like, graphic designers are gone tomorrow. And this album cover, the specific cover is from I sent bro this screenshot of us doing a listening party in the studio in Arizona. So it's like, these is all real people in that picture being cemented in time in a very digital, new age, timestamp type of way. That's extremely controversial, you know? So yeah, like the cover, it speaks volume, because it's like just where we're at culturally, you know? I was listening to the new Kanye shit, and I could tell a lot of this shit is AI.
You listened to it like from a, like his interview, or you listened to
the music?
The music. Okay, yeah,
The interview kind of crazy. I couldn't sit through that. I was like skipping through, and I've been seeing the little snippets like, bro is on a sick one. I can't believe they stood up in that corner for two hours.
I was like, this, like, we could have done that. We should have done this whole entire interview just standing up in this.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, it looked like a Chappelle Show skit. Yeah, like, I was so weak. Oh, this is crazy.
I was just looking at it. I was like, DJ Academics is really just sitting here, like, he it was like normal this shit. I was like, yo, like, he's like, oh, yo, we just put the microphone here. And I'm like, oh, now, bro.
Right, you see Kanye's eyes blinking through the mask. This is crazy.
This is stupid. I'm like, this is 2025 right here for sure. I was like, damn.
But yeah, one of my homies, my boy Flick, man, shout out to Avatar Flick. He gonna be the new king of the digital revolution, man. Like, he got me thinking about AI in a completely different way. Like, it's how the vast majority of people use AI, we just barely scratching the surface. Like, I'm talking about, bro got me sitting down like, hey, chat, come up with a business model for a marketing scheme to highlight the best characteristics of Esquire Ali and what it is he does. And it's just this whole like step-by-step game plan of like very innovative, very modern, very current ideas. Know what I mean? Like, ultimately, you're a human being.
Yep.
You could decide whatever you want to do. But to not utilize the tools that's around you is crazy. Like, I'm sure the first motherfucker with a screwdriver was pissing people off.
Yeah.
I'm sure the first motherfucker with a cement truck, they was, wait, what? So it's going to take some time. And I'm just like, I seen all the sci-fi movies. This shit is going to get out of hand before we know it.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun while we can.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret and stuff like this. Like, this whole podcast right here, this bug be run by AI.
See?
See, like, right here, I'm going to do a separate, like, this. Like, you see the camera angles watching. Shit about to switch, like, every 5 seconds now.
See? That's what I'm see, talking watch. About. They know. They
see,
know.
See, now, yep. see, now yep. the switch right here. Go give it. 3, 2, 1. Boop. Right down. Boom. Back right there. See, them all right. Like, people don't understand. Like, yeah, AI, man. Hey. AI be our best friend sometimes.
Man. I ain't gonna lie, jumped in one of them autonomous cars out there for the first time. Crazy. I've been seeing them in San Francisco, but
it's yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I was like, what the fuck? We got in one and it drives crazy. It drives just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Even safer.
Yeah.
I'm talking about yellow lights. You know what I mean? Bikers coming over and swerving off the lane a little bit, getting back in and out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's machine learning, man.
Yeah.
I don't know when it'll stop, though. You going to get the computer chip in your head, early?
Am I going to do that? I don't think I'm going to go all that far. I don't think I'm going to do that. That's
coming soon.
I know it's coming soon. That's probably going to be some Elon Musk business. I'm probably
gonna be like,
that.
You're tired of being depressed? Let's put a computer chip in your head.
Now you feel happy all the time. Just somebody just flipping a switch. I'm like, oh, I'm happy. Did it. The cure for depression, this shit is.
And they going to get it like Parkinson's, arthritis. Like, that's mm-hmm. going to be the real selling point. Like neuron type of, like,
mm-hmm.
physical synopsis is, like. And that I think that's gonna be when people are like, ooh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
When this transhumanism starts to take place. Mm-hmm.
When the AI start, like, right now, the AI, they kind of, like, look like.
They don't know how to get out the computer yet.
They look like a computer still, but once they start looking like humans and all that, it's wrapped.
Yeah.
And it's coming too.
That's what I'm saying. Labort mm-hmm. James, who's going to be the first robot basketball
player? Yeah. AI for AI, you know?
Right.
It'll be wild. So, no, I say, yeah, man, thank you for hopping in on this fucking podcast episode. Stuff we over. Taking it to the conspiracy theories and all that stuff. So
right.
We're going to follow it up with more of the conspiracy theories with landing on the moon, aliens in the ocean, and all that good shit.
I'm a real tinfoil hatter, man. Me and Aaron Rodgers, man. Chico. Yeah, Come on, man. Come on, man.
That Chico water. Something in the water. So you got Thuggin' on the Weekend. I'm going to put that slide back, that pic one more time back up so people could check it out. Thuggin' on the Weekend. Tell people where they could listen to that at.
Check it out. Thuggin' on the Weekend is going to be available on all streaming platforms. That's Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all of that. We even on Roblox, goddammit. And it's dropping. It's out now. By the time you see this, it'll be out. And I'm sure you're going to hear about it. And, you know, Thuggin' on the Weekend, it's not a good thing. But I can tell you what. To be truly humble under God, that's what thug means. To be truly humble under God is the goal. So in that sense, I'm thugged out. I'm thugging till I'm dead.
Shout.
And yeah, man, thugging on the weekend. Let's go.
And so where could people find you at?
So check it out. I'm on all the, you know, my mind went crazy for a second. Last time somebody asked me that, I was like, you can find me at Sunland Liquor, man. But now you can find me on all that social media. I'm on Twitter, Schwog, S-C-H-W-O-G. That's my brand. That's like Frank Lucas, Blue Magic. You know, that's like Phil Knight to the Nike. That's like Jeff Hamilton to the Jeff Hamilton jacket, you know? But yeah, S-C-H-W-O-G, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Esquire Ali. Ask anybody. You know what I mean? Schwagman. Come on, Dennis Schwagman. Johannes von Schwagalot. The fella out the sky boy. Captain of the Gunesh Enterprise. I'm still riding around, Rowdy. I'm still trying to see the light. I'm still trying to bring the vibe. And that's just what it is, you know? In Northern California.
And I've been Buddy. You dig? I've been Buddy Ramen here. your host, you dig what I'm saying? This is that Yeah Buddy Entertainment, and this has been the Yeah Buddy Podcast. You can follow me at Yeah Buddy ENT everything, and you can also go to the website www.yeahbuddyent.com. You dig what I'm saying? Almost 30 hidden short films all across America, so y'all be on the lookout for that. And tune in for more things we got coming up, y'all. My man, Esquire Ali.
Let's go.
You dig?
Almost 30 coming soon, man. You shout out to Buddy, sure, man. You know what I mean?
Movies on tops of movies and music.
We talking about real productions. This ain't no middle of the mall movie, no, man. We talking about real Sundance. We coming for you.
Coming for y'all.
South by Southwest, yes, we coming for you.
And then we going to have Dirt Gang do the soundtrack for them. Come on now. I'll catch y'all next time. You dig?
Amazing.